just got a letter. We just got a letter. We just got a letter. Wonder who it's from.
A mailbag situation today from Playhouse family member Brittany. She says, hey guys, I'm getting married next weekend. Yay!
Yay!
I think I've been pretty chill in this whole process, but I was telling my fiancé some of the marching orders I want to give the bridal party and our parents for the actual day itself, and he said it sounds like I'm a bridezilla, and this is the first I've heard this, but I think I get a free pass that day even if it's true. I don't like people who are monsters for weeks or months leading up to their wedding, but for the actual day itself, I have a vision, I have an expectation, and there will be no debate. It's going to go the way I want it to. What I'm asking for isn't important. It's just this question. Do you think a bride gets a free pass to be a bridezilla on the actual wedding day itself? So what Brittany's trying to do is say, okay, I get it. You're a bridezilla if you're a little monster for weeks and months leading up to the wedding and everything needs to be this way or that way. And it's just like you've turned into the Incredible Hulk leading up to the day. But the day itself, do you get a free pass to kind of just make sure things go that you're the general? And everybody else is your wedding soldiers. Do you get a free pass on the day itself, Amy Kay?
100%. I think you do. It's your day. You want it to go the way you want it. But I also think you need to lower your expectations. Don't be a bridezilla, because that's going to ruin your day. Just, you got to, things might not go as planned. You got to just relax a little bit and let it be like that. Just remember why you're actually going there, because you're getting married to the love of your life.
And it's supposed to be a fun day. That's the only thing I would say is, like, don't be a bridezilla for the sake of your memories and having a good time. And I like how Amy Kay said, lower your expectations going into it, because not everything's going to be perfect. In your head, it's you want it to be perfect, but let's face it, that's not life. Something's going to happen, right? Somebody's going to do something on accident, or something's going to be misplaced on accident. And I guess I am not experienced in weddings. I've never planned a wedding. I've been part of a wedding party, and I'm usually the issue or something, you know, doing best man speeches and stuff, and then I'm a little bit intoxicated. But isn't that why you pick like a maid of honor too for like that day? Like if there's something, you have to have a strong maid of honor to be able to put the hammer down and be like, yo, okay, nope, not right now. And like kind of navigate. Isn't that what the maid of honor does? Like navigate, calm you down as the bride. So hopefully you have that person in your life.
I suppose that makes sense too. Do you think she gets that free pass, or all brides get that free pass to kind of be a bridezilla a little bit on the wedding day itself? And maybe the answer in your mind is yes, but with some limitation. What are some do's and don'ts when it comes to being like an okay bridezilla versus okay, you've crossed the line? 237, it's Tanks 35 to 76 40 in the morning with Mark Ronson, Bruno Mars, Uptown Funk, Y94 on the Playhouse in the morning, and more music all day. It's Playhouse Y94 in the middle of a mailbag situation with Playhouse family member Brittany, who's basically trying to differentiate the concept of a bridezilla between being a bridezilla leading up to the wedding and actually the day of, being like, this is how it goes. She thinks on her wedding day she should get a free pass, as should all bridezillas, for the actual wedding day to be a bridezilla. Do you think you get that wedding day free pass?
No, I don't think so. I get it that it's a stressful day, but I really don't think anyone deserves to be acting like a child any day if you're an adult.
Sure.
I actually dealt with my sister. Yeah, she was quite a bridezilla, and made me realize how crazy it can get.
Bridezillas can take it too far. Is it not possible to like firmly express to people like what the expectation is and what you're looking to accomplish and how you want things to go without being rude about it, though? Because there's a difference between, I think, being a bridezilla and just being like, this has been planned, and this is what we're doing, and this is how this goes.
But I think still people will think you're being rude. I think I get labeled as kind of mean because I just say exactly pew, pew, what I want, and people say I'm too blunt.
Yeah, so, pew, pew, that's exactly what I thought of. Pew, pew, she got the guns out, fire in a blaze, and I think to a point you get to, right? Like, if it's the whole week, like she had mentioned, I don't think you get to just always be a bridezilla, but like leading up to it, maybe that weekend, you get a little piece of bridezilla, right? Because you want to make sure that people are respecting your day, your time, your memories. So if it's a person, it makes sense. And then the situations you can't really control to a point, you can be proactive about them and like double check ahead of time. Before the, you know, minutes of when all of a sudden you're rushing around and that's not something you want to do on your wedding day, right?
Have you guys watched the new season of Love is Blind?
No. I have not.
Okay. There's a part where the wedding is going to happen. I can't remember the guy's name, but his tux is not fitted correctly. Like his measurements, they didn't get it right. And he kind of throws a fit. But he says, like, it's my day. This is like the one I should be able to get angry about this. You guys messed this up. I think on your wedding day, you're paying so much. It's your one day. It's like kind of your birthday. I think you get a free pass.
It's like a birthday, the birth of your marriage.
Right?
You think you get that free pass on your wedding day?
No. You know, I just think that be kind to people. I mean, you know, don't expect perfection because it's not going to happen.
And thank you so much. Text Club, where the votes land, and Amy K.
Someone said you should be happy and be grateful that you have your friends, your family, and your future husband to celebrate your day. Don't be a bee. And someone else, though, said, I think you can. Seriously. You're paying like $30,000 for a party, and I can't get mad. Hello, I want things to be the way I want them.
And do you think they get that free pass?
I think you can totally be a bridezilla on your wedding day. As long as you haven't been a bridezilla for the 6 to 12 months leading up to it, that day itself is yours. It's all about you. Well, it should be about the couple, but you're the one that has to do all the hair, makeup, fluff, and what have you. So, yeah, it's the bride's day.
I will say this, Brittany, when I kind of first glanced at this whole situation, I thought, you know what, there's no way people are going to be able to differentiate what you're saying there and be like, okay, well, there's a difference between being a bridezilla like for weeks and months and just this one day. It's okay to do whatever you want on this one day. Funny enough, more and more people are flooding in that are like, actually, I totally get it. I think you do get that free pass for that day.
Yeah, someone said, I think people forget how much pressure brides are under leading up to their wedding. If something goes wrong, people blame the bride, not the groom. And that is true. You're the one who's planning everything. It's stressful. You want it to go kind of how you imagined. You've been planning it for months. Then if that's the one day, your food's coming out cold, you tell them.
My food is cold.
You know what? If anybody's food's coming out, it cannot be the bride's. Cold.
No, that's got to be hot.
That's the hottest. That one's going in the microwave before it comes out.
Yeah, warm that one up. Hey, yep. Pull on the TRQ here in a minute. Playlist payday at 7:10 this morning.